USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reacting to the House impeachment votes in the House Judiciary Committee.
It's a witch hunt. It's a sham. It's a hoax. Nothing was done wrong. Zero was done wrong. I think it's a horrible thing to be using the tool of impeachment, which is supposed to be used in an emergency.
One person is dead after a workplace shooting in Rockdale County, Georgia. Sheriff Eric Levette says authorities captured the shooter, identified as Cameron Golden, in Birmingham, Alabama.
They identified who they believed to be the suspect as an employee, and it was later determined he was a temp service employee identified as Cameron Golden.
The sheriff is also calling this an act of workplace violence, not an active shooter situation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth. So while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcasts, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling. So when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves. You don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone. You just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff and you start talking. So really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
Chinese officials are giving the thumbs up on a possible trade deal with the United States. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Chinese officials confirming they've agreed to a Phase 1 trade deal with the U.S. as the country's vice commerce minister says significant progress has been made and that Americans have agreed to remove some tariffs that have been placed on $360 billion worth of goods. All the details are not available yet, and there's been no remarks yet made by any U.S. officials.
Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop thinks the suspects in Tuesday's shooting were also targeting dozens of Jewish children at a school next to the kosher store that was shot up.
When people say that maybe this wasn't a hate crime, maybe it wasn't anti-Semitism, maybe it was something else, they should recognize the fact that the intent was much, much larger.
The suspects in the shooting had links to the anti-Semitic Black Hebrew Israelite movement, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A Reuters photographer was removed from the House Judiciary Committee hearings in Washington on Thursday after walking over during a break to where Democratic members of Congress had been sitting and taking photographs of their notes. Republicans noticed Reuters photographer Josh Roberts walk over to the desk of the Democrats and take pictures of the notes. The Republicans then had the photographer removed from the hearing room. The FTC is urging parents to find out whether any internet-connected smart toys will collect any private personal information from their child. Even though many of us look at toys as harmless, not everyone on the internet has good intentions. Nick Thompson is an editor with Wired.com, and he joins CBS This Morning and has some things you need to look for.
One risk is that if you have, say, a teddy bear that you talk to, those voice files will be stored in the cloud. If they're not stored securely, you could be exposing your kid's private information.
Mm-hmm.
If you have, say, a drone that has a camera in it, then it's video files of your children that could be exposed or could be vulnerable to a hacker. So there are trade-offs. These toys can be awesome, and there can be security risks.
And as far as what a parent needs to remember when giving a tech gift?
Well, you have to consider whether it's a reputable company with real encryption, real privacy policies.
Yeah.
You have to consider the worst case scenario and how you think about it, right? If you're the kind of parent who posts lots of pictures on your kid on Instagram, like maybe you don't worry so much. But if you're the kind of parent who really doesn't want your kid's information out there at all, maybe don't buy them something with a microphone or a camera.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.